We're talking about kingdom character building for leadership, the part one, kingdom character building for leadership. And then we started talking about our mandate as a ministry being connected to winning souls. We spoke about God's will. First, we spoke about man's choice. Do you recall? We spoke about God's will and man's choice. And then in terms of God's will, first we spoke about two things from Genesis 1:28, talking about replenish the earth, which means to fill the earth. And then we spoke about also subduing the earth, which means to work. You need to work to be able to occupy. All right, so, and then we said that now, because of man's fall, there was the need to have a third one. Okay, and because this time there were three different kinds of man on the earth. The natural man, the spiritual man, and then the carnal man. And so our mandate as spiritual men is to go out and then expand the kingdom of God by preaching. Okay. So kingdom character building for leadership. And you'd wonder why you need to understand all these. We are talking about kingdom character building. And then you are looking at the kinds of men, outreach and all that. But we need to understand that you don't just build character without an end result. It's a means to an end. There is a reason for which you need to have the right character, or you need to build the right character. It is for a certain result. If you have a ministry with the wrong characters within the ministry, your results will be flawed. If you have a ministry with wrong characters or members who have a wrong character, they're not having the right character for leadership, you're going to fail. Our primary mandate. So today, let me first start the introduction, starting from a point. Our primary mandate as a ministry is to facilitate the expansion of God's kingdom, which we mentioned in the previous. But today we are hitting it from there. Our mandate as a ministry is to facilitate the expansion of God's kingdom, regardless of how we do it, whether we are doing it through drama, we are doing it through music. Ours specifically is to go through music. But the end result is to facilitate the expansion of God's kingdom. Please, do you understand? Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He went about all Galilee. He didn't sit at one place. Went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, in their churches, or in their temples. He was teaching. And then he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues or temples, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. When we move out, a lot of people will get healed in Jesus' name. Everybody we meet on the way, they will get healed. That means that starting from us, we experience divine health in every aspect of our bodies. Hallelujah. Just begin to thank the Lord for divine health. We cannot experience any form of sickness if we are going out, even to preach his word, in the name of Jesus. As we are studying, preparing to launch out with music, reaching out to the world, to launch out, Lord, reaching out. Lord, fill our bodies with divine health. divine health from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. In the name of Jesus, we experience divine health on every side. On every side, in Jesus' name. Okay. So, before, as I was saying, any ministry whose members are of right mind regarding ministry, they will experience undeniable results. Whilst those that the ministry that is filled with people with wrong characters, their results will be flawed. And that is why it is necessary for character building for a better output or the best output, a glorious output in Jesus' name. Mind transformation takes time. It's not a one-day affair. It takes time. Number two, the devil hates it. Because the moment your mind is liberated or transformed, you experience liberation. You experience, you start getting results. The enemy hates it. So he will fight your mind being transformed. The devil is okay when you are just going to go and sing, and your mind is never transformed to get better results. He will fight it the moment he realizes that you are experiencing change. Hallelujah. It takes time, the devil hates it, but through patience, it produces long-lasting results. Long-lasting results. You can gather people whose minds are not changed. You can just gather them for a project. You can gather them, 3 weeks, next 3 weeks, we are doing something. That's for gathering people for a project or for a short term, something. It's very easy to do. In fact, who doesn't like to music? It's very, very easy to do. However, when you want long-lasting results, it means that you need to change the minds of the people, and it takes time. But it's going to give you long-lasting results. Some people will drop out of orientation. Some will drop out along the way. It is not God's desire that people fall out. But it's a process, and we need to go through it. Hallelujah. Because of long-lasting results. You can underline that in your book. Long-lasting results. The further you want to go, the harder you need to prepare. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. That, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? That ye may prove what is that good. That ye may prove it, that the results will begin to show. That the results will be, you can show it in 1 day, 2 days, but when you want it to last, to keep showing, when you want the proving to be very strong, when you want to be long-lasting, you need to take time to experience a total transformation of the mind. And acceptable and perfect will of God. So you have the perfect will of God, and then you have the permissible will of God. But to experience the perfect will of God, it comes through change. Hallelujah. So you can just be doing your good, but God may not will that perfectly for you, for your ministry. But because your mind is not changed, we think that, oh, no, God has his perfect will. Perfect will comes through mental transformation in the light of God's way. As I said last week, or as I said on Thursday, music can be a cause. It can also be an effect. I don't know if I mentioned that. Okay. When music is both, it can both be an effect and then a tool. Like when you are happy, your happiness can make you start to sing. So it can be the effect of your happiness. Some people, when they are sad, they just begin to sing. The music can be an effect of the sadness. I don't know if there are people who sing when they are upset. I don't know. I wonder what they'll be singing. But you know, in the case of Moses, when Miriam, when God, when God passed them, like gave the victory through the Red Sea, parted the Red Sea for them to cross, and Miriam, you know, the way God did it and swallowed the chariots of Pharaoh by letting the sea come back and all that, the way God delivered them, Miriam sang a song. She sang a song when that happened. So when you are excited, when you've seen something happen, and then when you are in awe of something that's happened, something marvelous, sometimes you just break forth in singing. Right? Uh-huh. So then music now has become an effect of that emotion that you had. However, you also have music being a tool, where you've actually crafted the music as a tool to get a certain result. And sometimes music, which has been the result of an effect of an emotion, becomes a tool for somebody. For instance, if God performs a miracle, gives Tina Zoe a great breakthrough, and then she just bursts in joy, starts to sing, and then I hear it, it can inspire me. I haven't yet experienced the same breakthrough, but it can inspire me. That breakthrough can inspire me, or her song from that breakthrough can inspire me to also sing. And through that, it lifts my faith to also experience a breakthrough. Please, do you understand? Uh-huh. So there, music becomes a tool, where music is now causing the effect and not being a result of. Hallelujah. Aglo Music Ministry. Yes. We have both, or we work with both. We sing in appreciation for what God has done. And we also sing, or we produce music as a tool to reach out to others. As a tool to spread the word of God. As a tool to bring salvation to the door of people. Not only being it's the music being an effect of how we feel or our gratitude towards God. Hallelujah. So we use music both as an effect and as a tool. And you must always understand that. But in light of what we are studying, we are looking at music then being as a tool. So everything that I'll be discussing, you'll be asking your mind, okay, so how would the music relate to this? The music that we do, how can we relate it to this item or this point or this topic? Hallelujah. Music must be used to fulfill Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Glow Music Ministry. Our music must be used to fulfill Matthew chapter 6, verse 10b. The whole verse 10 says that thy kingdom come. When Jesus was teaching the disciples to pray, that thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as where? Mm-hmm. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. All right, the kingdom of God has already come. Okay, by the coming, by the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus, the kingdom is here. It came through Christ. He says that when you see me among you, the kingdom of God is in your midst. So that's the king. Christ came. And he died, made it possible, and his victory over death made it possible for every believer to now become part of the kingdom of God. Colossians 1:13, that he's translated us from into the kingdom. He's translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. From the power of darkness, he's translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So now we are part of the kingdom of God. So now he says that thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. His will. The kingdom coming part is fulfilled, but his will. So our music should fulfill Matthew chapter 6 verse 10. God's will on the earth. Say after me, God's will on earth. His will on the earth must be fulfilled. The worldly system is designed to fight God's plan using things that gratify the flesh. God's will, the enemy is always fighting it. That no. He tried to resist the kingdom from coming. So if they had known that killing Jesus would grant us access, thank you. If they knew that killing Jesus, if the enemy knew that killing Jesus would grant us access, he wouldn't have killed Jesus. So he did that thinking that, he had overcome, but not knowing that that was the access route for us to also get access into the kingdom of God. So he resisted. Hallelujah. But now that the kingdom has come, he was trying all manner of means to fight God's will. So whenever you're singing, you are looking that through the music that, or in all your activities, you are trying to search to figure out that how is this fitting into that plan that God's will on earth, God's will on earth, God's will on earth, God's will on earth. Hallelujah. And so it makes you start sifting. So if you realize that, in your music, there's an element in it that does not fully support God's will on earth, but rather leads to something else, or rather pushes a different agenda. For instance, you said that you are reaching out to the youth, so you wear short skirts because you want to look youthful. Then you wear short skirts in the music video because you want to reach out to the youth. So the question is that, relating to Matthew chapter 6 verse 10, isn't there any other way that you can reach out to the youth? There's no other way than to wear mini skirts. You have probably makeup showing so much. And every time seems we are hitting on the ladies. I almost said long beard with some earrings because, you want to reach the youth. You just ask yourself, does it fulfill Matthew chapter 6, verse 10? Is it expanding God? Because we are going to go through God's way or God's agenda. And we are going to go through that right now. Number one. And God's agenda on the earth is to expand his kingdom. Hello? Before I go to number one, let me just give you an overview. His agenda is to expand his kingdom. You have the enemy on the earth. You have your people on the earth. And you are not taking your people away. You said they should stay there. What then is their agenda? You want to expand your territory on the earth. So it is God's desire that everybody on the earth be saved. Hello? It is his desire that when you sit in church, all the people there will speak your language. They would be believers. It's his desire that everybody in your house would be a believer. And as we go through, you understand. Okay.